I'm Jim McKeown. Welcome to Likely Stories, a weekly review of fiction, nonfiction, poetry, and biographies. Elizabeth Strout won the 2009 Pulitzer Prize for Fiction for the curious novel Olive Kittredge. Several friends recommended it, and I started to read, but I found the title character a miserable, thoroughly unpleasant individual. The Rule of 50 quickly took over, and I had almost forgotten it when a miniseries of the novel appeared. Olive was played by Frances McDormand, an actor I greatly admire. I decided to watch the four-part miniseries, and I'm glad I did. Normally, a film follows a reading, but in this case, the film drew me back to the novel for a second go. Olive is married to Henry, a pharmacist in a small town in Maine, and they have one child, Christopher. Olive is a demanding wife and mother, and she never misses an opportunity to skewer Henry or her son, her students, or anyone else not up to her standards. Olive does not suffer fools lightly. Henry obviously loves Olive, and he most often silently submits to Olive's barbs. Occasionally, he will come back at Olive, but then ends up submitting. Strout writes, "Olive had refused to go to church the day before, and Henry uncharacteristically had spoken to her sharply. Is it too much to ask?" he found himself saying as he stood in the kitchen in his undershorts, ironing his trousers. A man's wife accompanying him to church? Going without her seemed a public exposure of familiar failure. "Yes, it most certainly is too much to ask." Olive had spit, her fury's death flung open. "You have no idea how tired I am. Teaching all day, going to foolish meetings where the principal is a moron, shopping, cooking, ironing, laundry, doing Christopher's homework with him. And you," she grabbed onto the back dining room chair, and her dark hair, still uncombed from its nice disarrangement, had fallen over her eyes. "You, Mr. Head Deacon Claptrap Nice Guy, expect me to give up my Sunday mornings and go sit among a bunch of snotwats." Very suddenly, she had sat down in the chair. "Well, I'm sick and tired of it," she said calmly, "sick to death." A darkness had rumbled through him. His soul was suffocating in tar. The next morning, Olive spoke to him conversationally. "Jim's car smelled like upchuck last week. Hope he's cleaned it out." Now I can't help hearing Frances McDormand as Olive. Unlike the novel, which begins innocuously with Henry opening the pharmacy one morning, the film begins with a scene of Olive contemplating suicide. This subject comes up several times in the novel, with various results following Olive's chance encounters with other characters outside her family. Spoiler alert, she does not follow through with her plan. I am sorry I did not get back to Elizabeth Strout's funny, sad, poignant, obnoxious novel, Olive Kittredge. A good example of why keeping those novels I abandoned early on safely on the shelf, patiently awaiting a second chance. Still, Olive did make me a bit squirmish, so I gave it 4 stars. Likely Stories is a production of KWBU. I'm Jim McKeown. Join me again next time for Likely Stories, and happy readings.